Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Count me down.
Three, two. Shut up with that interrupting.
Sorry. Hey, go. I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Three, two, one. Hit it, Chris.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast. It's Chris and Brian Jones. How are you, Brian?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well, despite your bullying.
You know what? I feel bad. I feel really bad.
You do?
Yeah, because nothing to do with you. But I was driving here, and there was this lady carrying groceries, like in both hands.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have stopped and asked, or is that creepy? I feel like at this point in society...
I mean, were you like in the Harris Teeter parking lot, or were you just driving by?
On 160.
What do you think, Michelle?
For future reference, what should I do? Should I, like, at least...
If you were in the grocery store parking lot, I think it's fine. Maybe but a little creepy if
walking.
It's just...
Yeah.
If you're rolling down the window...
Yeah, you're right.
Driving slowly beside her.
You like, put it in reverse...
Do you need a ride?
Help?
Look, I'm not a creeper or nothing, but...
Not to be weird. I know this is weird. Anyways. All right. Well, today we are here with Michelle Black from Hope for USA. Hope for USA is a credit education program designed to help people repair and rebuild damaged credit. They've helped thousands of individuals with credit problems achieve goals such as cleaner credit, home ownership, auto loans, freedom from debt, and much more. Michelle Black, welcome to the Jones Zone.
Thanks for having
me. Good to have you. So that was a real quick, brief introduction, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your personal story and then how you got started with Hope for USA and what all you guys do.
Sure. So I have been working with people, helping them on their credit for 16 years now. The company has been around for 17 years. Hope for USA was initially started by a couple of loan officers who were friends of ours, and they just got tired of turning people down for mortgages with no solution for them. So they brought my father on to start the company for them, and when I was in college, I started working part-time with my father just because. My degree was in Spanish and French, and I thought I was going to be a translator. Muy bien, gracias.
Sí.
That's about all you know, right?
¿Y tú? El Mone.
What's that?
¿Yese? ¿Yese
na? I don't know.
Anyway, I thought I was going to graduate and go on to be a translator. Instead, when I graduated, my dad talked me into becoming a business partner with him. We bought the company, and the rest is kind of history. We just like helping people get their credit straightened out so they can do things.
Now, where are you guys? Where are you physically located, and then how can people access all your services?
So we're physically located 1 mile south of Charlotte. We're right off of Carol Winds Boulevard on the Fort Mill, South Carolina side. And the best way to reach out to us is either by phone or online. So it's 704-499-9696 is our number. And then our website is hope4usa.com.
Okay. So credit can be kind of a sensitive topic when we're working with a lot of buyers. It's sometimes it can be a difficult hurdle to overcome. I think people are a little embarrassed by it at times. And I think that it's a challenge for a lot of buyers. So let's talk about credit, just some of the basics. What is it? What are the three main credit sources? What do people do that hurts their credit? What do people do that helps their credit? And just kind of walk us through some of the basics of what it is.
Sure. So the three main credit bureaus are Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And everyone has credit scores from all three of those bureaus. You actually have hundreds of credit scores, but let's say you go to apply for a mortgage. The loan officer is going to pull three of your FICO scores, one from Equifax, one from TransUnion, and one from Experian. And every loan officer has a different minimum score threshold. But in general, if you're trying to buy a home, you want to shoot for a FICO score, a middle FICO score around 640. Things that might be holding your score back where you wouldn't reach that 640 mark are things like late payments. That's probably the worst thing you can do for your credit scores. Having credit card balances revolving from 1 month to the next. So even if you make every minimum payment or every credit card payment on time, if you roll a balance over consistently from 1 month to the next, that can lower your credit scores.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And that's something that a lot of people who, you might have flawless credit, you might not have any collections, you might not have any late payments, you might not have any other issues, but a lot of us get in the habit of rolling credit card balances. Nice thing about that is it's pretty easy to fix. Easy, I'm saying if you're sitting on $5,000 of credit card debt, it may not be simple just to pay it off, but you can probably work out a plan to start chipping away at that. And the benefit doesn't come when you get it to zero, it comes in increments. So if you pay that down about 10%, your score should go up a little. Pay it down another 10%, you're going to get a little bit more of a boost.
So buyers should just pay a little bit, but not pay the whole thing off. Why is one more beneficial than the other?
Well, if they can afford it, they should pay the credit card to zero.
Oh, okay.
But usually, most of us, if you're sitting on a big pile of credit card debt, that just isn't feasible.
So I have a question. Can you, if you're, say I have a $5,000 credit card debt, and my minimum payment every month is $75. If I want to pay like $80 or $90, a little extra than minimum, does that go towards interest, or can I apply that to principal if I?
It goes toward the principal, and it'll definitely help the scores too, because it'll begin, assuming you don't charge enough to replace what you pay off, it'll start chipping away at that overall balance. So it helps you save money, and it helps your credit scores at the same time. Okay. Yeah, and if you can double that or triple that or quadruple that, then the benefit is even greater.
What are the ranges of a credit score, and then why are there so many different, like you mentioned three main ones, but you said there were hundreds too. Why is that, and then what is the range from?
So FICO scores are the brand of credit scores which are most commonly used by lenders, and the range of FICO scores are 300 to 850. Vantage scores, current scores, are also 300 to 850, so they have the same range. The reason there's so many different credit scores is I think about it as like when you update your software on your iPhone. Every so many years, FICO or VantageScore rolls out a new software program, a new credit scoring platform. And some lenders are going to buy that, and some lenders are going to wait. Just like me, I'm probably three updates behind on my iPhone just because I hate that. I have to back things up, and
it's got to be plugged in. You gotta
yes.
Come on.
It's a thing. You got to be connected to Wi-Fi, and that's why. That's exactly what happens with credit scores. So these 40 that were sold before the new one, well, there might be hundreds of different lenders that use those scores. And then there's customizable scores, and then there's different brands. So look at an Android update versus an iPhone update. And that's kind of how you get that massive number of credit scores.
So when we have someone that comes to us and they say, Chris and Brian, we're ready to buy a home, we're ready to get started, the first thing that we do is we recommend that they reach out to one of our lender partners. When the credit score comes back and it's below that ideal mark of 640, if we referred them to you to help them out, what does that look like? Is there a free, or is there an initial consultation? What's the program actually look like for them?
Sure. So let's say you refer someone to us and they call up and they say, hey, Michelle, I didn't qualify for a mortgage. I was referred to you. What can you do to help? We would start with an initial credit analysis for that person. We would say, let's talk now, or let's schedule a time, or we can take about half an hour. And we want to go over all three of your credit reports, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian, from top to bottom. And we want to find out why you're not qualifying for your mortgage. What's holding your credit back? We charge a small fee for that analysis. It's $30 for an individual, or it's $40 for a couple. And not only do we identify the problems, but we start talking about some initial solutions right there during the analysis. Beyond that, if someone wanted to hire our team of credit experts to actually do the legwork for them and help them work on their credit issues, what we offer is a monthly membership program for that person. It's $199 to get started, and then it's $99 a month if someone wanted to hire our credit experts. No hidden fees, and of course, they can cancel anytime if they want to.
Okay. And then how long is the program? I guess it depends on the actual person, but how long does the program usually last?
It does depend on the specific person, so that's something we estimate better during the initial analysis. But I can say that in general, most of our clients are done in 6 to 12 months as the average.
Okay. And do you guys have a pretty high success rate for the most part? Or?
We do. It's a little bit of a self-help program. Yeah. In that, you know, let's say my team helped somebody get 10 inaccurate derogatory items erased from their credit report, for example.
Okay, what's a derogatory item?
So,
an inaccurate derogatory
item. Yeah, inaccurate.
Yeah, an inaccurate or unverifiable. So a derogatory item is something negative on your credit report. Collection accounts, public records.
Foreclosure,
repossession.
Okay.
And it could be inaccurate in that, let's say a collection agency bought a medical bill that was really 5 years old, but the collection agency tried to re-age it and make it look brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's inaccurate. They're violating the consumer's rights under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and it's lowering the scores too much unfairly. Plus, they have illegally restarted the clock. Mm-hmm. So even though that was supposed to fall off in 2 years, mm-hmm. now that's, they've got seven again. And so those are, and that's actually fairly common. That kind of dirty pool goes on behind the scenes. Or even things just not being fully vetted or verified before they're put on a credit report. So we help people to identify those, try to get them removed. But let's say we were super successful and got 10 items off of someone's report, but they had made 4 months worth of late payments on their car while they were working with us. Well, those late payments might outweigh mm-hmm. the good we'd done. So that's why I say it's a self-help program. But we do set our clients up for success. We let them know, here's what you have to do, and here's what we have to do. Together as a team, we're going to work to help you reach your goal.
Is there a buffer between getting turned over to collections and it actually going on your credit report? Because one time I had a bill, which I didn't even know was due until I got the collection thing. So I called the company that turned me over, and they're like, oh yeah, we'll take care of it. And then nothing ever showed up. So is there like a grace period, or how does that work?
There are a lot of buffers. A lot of collection agencies will not pay to put an item on your report until they've tried to contact you for 60 days or 90 days. They have to pay. A collection agency has to pay the credit bureaus in order to report information about you. So if they can collect money from you without having that fee, that added expense, then they would love to do that.
Oh, okay.
So if you act quickly, yes, most of the time you can avoid the collection showing up.
Yeah. What is this? You turn me over to collections?
Yes.
For $30? I mean, it was something really crazy, too.
Oh, yes.
I was like, man, what are you doing? I come in there all the time. You never even told me I had a late fee.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So why is it important to get with an agency like yours as opposed to just kind of handling it on your own and thinking that you're doing the right thing? Like, why is it so imperative to partner with a professional with your experience?
So, first of all, everyone definitely has the right to work on their own credit. And that's important to understand. But it can pay to hire a professional because, A, you've got someone following up on things consistently where you and the busyness of life and work and job and kids and everything else that you're doing, you may not devote the amount of attention to it that you wish you could. So you've got a professional. We also know how to help people avoid mistakes. For example, let's say you were going to dispute accounts and you disputed them online with the credit bureaus. That's easy, and that's how the credit bureaus even encourage you to dispute. But when you dispute something online, A human's not involved, so your odds of having that item removed go down. And then B, you actually click somewhere to agree to their terms and conditions, and you waive some of your rights under the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
Oh,
and nobody knows
sneaky.
That.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I tell you what.
So we help people avoid mistakes like that. And that's the main benefit, is we take the legwork out of the process and we help people avoid mistakes. Another common thing is people want to go pay off all their collection accounts mm-hmm. when they're trying to fix their credit. And it's not that that's a bad thing to do, but it can actually drop your scores if you pay off an old collection account. It's crazy, but yeah. you're like reactivating on your report an account that's maybe 3 or 4 years old. The credit scoring model sees that as new activity on that old account, and instead of helping yourself, you've now hurt your scores by trying to do what logically was the right thing. So I think that's the main benefit, is just helping people avoid mistakes.
And one common, not a myth, I guess it is a myth, but like when we refer people to multiple lenders, they only call one, mm-hmm. pretty much.
They're afraid it's going to hurt their credit.
They think that calling multiple lenders is going to drop their credit score or whatever because mm-hmm. they ran their credit. Why is that not true?
So it is a myth, like you said. Your credit scores can potentially drop anytime a lender pulls your credit reports. There's a potential there for your credit score to be impacted negatively. But FICO has logic built into their scoring models so that you can rate shop on purpose. If you're trying to buy a car or a house, they know that, you know, savvy consumers are going to want to rate shop and make sure they get the best deal. So if you have multiple mortgage loan officers pull your report within a 45-day window, it will only count once from a credit scoring perspective. You might have 10 show up on your report, but it's only going to count against the scores one time.
Okay.
It's a big myth. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, we have a bunch of entrepreneurs that have been on the show and that listen to the podcast as well. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do to help with business credit.
Yeah. So the first step I usually recommend to someone wanting to build business credit, believe it or not, is look at your personal credit first.
Okay.
Because as you're getting in the door and as you're trying to qualify for funding for your business, you're going to have to start with your personal credit. The goal is not to do that long term, but you usually have to start with your personal credit just to build those initial accounts. So I recommend taking a long, hard look at your personal credit, working to improve it, perhaps working with a professional if you need, you know, professional level assistance. And then beyond that, you want to start building small accounts for your business. Your business has credit reports just like you do personally. They're not with Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. They're with Dun & Bradstreet, Experian Business, and Equifax Business. But you want to start building little accounts to establish some credit history.
You listening to this, CFO?
Yes.
Okay,
good. But you should know it too. I thought you already knew
it. I'm delegating.
No.
I know it.
That's cool.
He says with a wink.
Yeah. So what are some of the differences in managing business credit versus personal credit?
Business credit's a bit easier to manage. They're really mainly concerned with whether you're late or whether you're not late. So you can revolve the balance on a business credit card and it doesn't matter. It's not going to hurt your business credit scores, which is good because sometimes you need to do that from a business perspective. But yeah, it's definitely a lot easier to manage. You just build some small accounts. There's some other things you have to do that are odd, like your business bank account, whatever name that's established in, make sure it's the name your business is actually filed under, so your LLC or your corporation. You have to use that name consistently, or it can be a red flag to lenders.
And you have to have an email address that's professional?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, you don't want to have partychick2017 at Yahoo. Uh-huh. You're not getting approved for a business loan with that. You're just not.
All right. Who do people go to for business loans? That's just like any other, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all those other people?
Yes. If you start there, you may get turned down out the gate. But if you have done your homework, and if your personal credit's in order, and if you've established, you know, 5-10 small accounts in your business name where you probably had to be the personal guarantor, then absolutely you can go to your personal bank. You can go to anyone that offers a small business administration loan. And, you know, we meet with business owners as well and can connect with business lending sources as well.
Okay. Let's talk about those buyers that are under contract that need to play it safe until they close so they don't blow the deal
yes.
right in the middle of the deal. What are you telling people in terms of managing their credit while they're under contract for those 30 to 45 days? You know, don't quit your job. Don't go out and buy a bunch of furniture. But what are some of the common recommendations that you're giving people, and then some of the common mistakes that people are making?
All right. So a common misconception I find that people have is they're under contract, they've been pre-approved or approved for the loan, and they think they're in the clear. So they go out and they finance a new boat for their lake house. And not only now have they, you know, messed up their debt to income ratio, they've also lowered their credit scores by the new inquiry, by the new indebtedness. So number one is you want to avoid taking on any new debt. You know, during that 30, 45 days you're waiting to close on your home loan, avoid any new debt. And that even includes credit card debt. I would say freeze your credit cards and don't use them. Use cash or debit card during that time. If anything, try to pay your credit card balances down a little bit during that time, just so you have a buffer if, God forbid, something happened and your score fluctuated a little bit. Well, maybe if you paid your credit card balance down, it would fluctuate up and could offset that. So no new debt. Don't have your credit pulled by anyone other than your mortgage lender. You know, don't quit your job. Don't buy a new boat.
Don't buy furniture.
Don't buy furniture. These are common mistakes.
Yeah. Especially the furniture one. I straight up tell people now, do not buy a bunch of furniture.
Yeah. Cars happen too a lot.
They want to go out and make sure their living room's good to go. Mm-hmm. So
is the old statement, this is a question coming in from Facebook.
Okay.
Is the old adage, no credit is worse than bad credit? Is that right?
I don't think so. I think bad credit is worse than no credit, because no credit is a little quicker to remedy. If you have no credit, you need to get some credit established. So you can start with a secured credit card. A great resource for that is greatcredit101.com. Greatcredit101.com. They've got some starter secured cards there. A lot of local credit unions have what's called credit builder loans. I know Truliant does that locally. I think Founders does as well, but you get a credit builder loan, and you know, keep the balance zero on your secured card, pay your credit builder loan on time, and then usually within, you know, 6 months or less, you're going to have decent scores.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one thing I noticed when I was going through your website is that you guys all have unique titles. How'd you guys come up with that, and what are the titles of your company?
So we have some fun titles or fun nicknames for some of our credit experts. Ron, our CEO, who is my dad, I mentioned earlier, he's my business partner. He is has been dubbed the credit commander-in-chief, just because he has been around the block longer than just about anybody in the industry. He knows, you know, if it's been on a credit report, he's seen it in the past 17 years. So he's definitely a wealth of information, a valuable resource.
Does he walk around like, do, 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 you know what I'm talking about, Brian?
He should. Yeah,
I know what that is.
Yeah.
He should. I think we may incorporate entrance music for our daily meeting.
And then what's your title?
I am the Credit Ninja.
The Credit Ninja. How'd that come about?
I used to have a different title, but 2.5 years ago, I started to take Taekwondo with my two children, and ninjas are awesome.
So how does it feel knowing that you can beat up Chris?
if you I knew you were going to ask that. I knew. As soon as you said, how does it feel? I knew that's where you're going with that.
Man. She can kick your head off.
It's pretty
kick
fun.
Kick my head off. Oh. All right. Now, your husband goes by the Credit Gladiator.
Yes.
Well, how did he come up with that?
He loves Gladiator. Is that his favorite movie?
It's not. Oh. You know, I just had to come up with something manly and tough for him, so that he didn't want a girly nickname. That was his
only
request. Are you
not entertained? Actually, I'm not. We also have the Credit Master.
Yes, Corinne. And she is the Credit Master. That's a very appropriate title for her. Corinne is our Director of Client Services. So all day long, she troubleshoots and helps people to solve complex credit problems. And she is truly a master at that. So.
That's awesome. What belt are you?
I'm a double black stripe right now.
What? So what does that mean?
It means that in December, I get to test for my black belt.
Okay, okay.
So
you're purple belt or?
Double black stripe.
It's different than karate.
Oh, so it doesn't go up like, or
it,
wait.
It does. So we're like yellow, green stripe, blue, red stripe, red, black stripe, double black stripe, black belt.
That was kind of like when I was in karate at the youth center back in Ellsworth, Chris, in South Dakota. I did karate for like a month. Oh. They made me do too many push-ups. I'm an 8-year-old kid. I don't need to do 300 push-ups.
Whoa. I thought they kicked you out because you were too good. That's what you've been saying your whole life. Are you telling me you quit because they made you do too many push-ups?
I was no. You misunderstood what I said.
I thought you broke some kid's nose doing a roundhouse.
That was outside. That was at school. I learned the roundhouse from karate that month I took karate, but I did that at school. You're mistaken. Now I forgot what I was going to say because you interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, I think it was going back to the stripes. They would give you the stripes. Because I remember having some stripes on my white belt.
Yes. Well, we get those too. They're called tips in our Taekwondo school.
Yeah.
But I think different schools just have different belts and different terms.
Interesting. Brian, you should get back into it.
I'll give him a shout out. It's Tiger Kim's Taekwondo.
Tiger Kim's
TGK.
We gotta get him on the podcast.
That's out there by Walmart and stuff.
It is.
Yeah, out by Mr. Putty is our boys. Mr. Putty's.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Michelle, why don't you take the last 30 seconds, kind of recap what we've talked about?
You take as long as you need. Don't limit to 30 seconds.
That is true. It's just something I've come to say, I guess. But take the last 30 seconds plus. Just kind of recap what people can do and then how they can get in touch with you directly and sign up for your guys' service.
Yeah. Well, the main thing I would say is one of our mottos is that bad credit happens to good people all the time. And credit's a sensitive topic. And a lot of times people feel very discouraged and very ashamed and very embarrassed about their credit problems. And I would just encourage people to try to get over that. Try to put that behind themselves. Whether you're going to work on your credit yourself or whether you're going to hire, you know, professionals like us to work on your credit, the way it starts is with a decision to stop letting your past hold you back and to start moving forward with a better plan for the future. We would love to help you with that. Even if you want to work on your credit yourself, come and schedule an analysis with us so that we can at least point you in the right direction. Or if you want to be hands-free and have our experts take care of it and know that it's going to be done right, either way, you can call us at 704-499-9696.
All right, very good. Michelle Black, Hope for USA, thanks for coming on the Jones Zone.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.